Begin the current daf, Masechtas Sanhedrin, daf Nun Aleph. Begin on the bottom of Nun Mabez, 9 lines up from the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous daf. That's where we had mentioned in the beginning of this perek, Arba Mises, that there's a machlekes in the order, the hierarchy of what's the most severe death penalty. So in that discussion, the Gemara had machlekes, Reb Shimon and Tanakama of our Mishnah, regarding if Sreif is more severe or Skila more severe. That got into a discussion regarding Bas Koyin and Nayar Merasa, where we find that if their death is with Sreifa or with Skila, and regarding the difference, or if there is a difference between the Suwa and Arusa by Bas Koyin. So the Gemara now brings a Braisa that discusses at length the different opinions that come up in this halacha of Bas Koyin, the daughter of a Koyin that the Torah mentions specifically that her death penalty for being Mizana is Sreifa, is getting burned. So trying to learn the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Mayikra, Uvas ish Koyin ki Seichel, that if the daughter of a man who is a Kohen, if she will profane herself. Now, had the Pasuk only said that and not said the word liznois, so Yochel says to Bryce, I would have thought that her death penalty of Sreifa, which the Pasuk talks about over there, would be afilachilas Shabbos, when it says kisecha, when she profanes, even if she profaned the Shabbos, which actually later on the Gemara is going to ask, that chilas Shabbos is skila, is stoning, which is more severe. How would we say that she would get downgraded to Sreifa? But either way, the Braisa says, I would have thought to say that kiseichel means, let's say, chilo Shabbos, that you get sreifa. Tamalima, that's what the Pasuk teaches, the word liznois, that's why every word is integral over there, to tell you that bechilun shabiznus akas medaber. When she profanes regarding a morality, being mezana, that's what the Pasuk says, that her death penalty is going to be sreifa. Continues the Braisa, na yochala filipinuyu. You would think that this would apply even if she was a single girl, that she was not married, that if she's mezana with another individual, she would get sreifa. Namarkan avia, so that's why the word says that ki avia him, that it talks about her father there in the pasuk, avihi mechaleles, so it says the word avia, her father, over here. Nemalalan, it says over there, by naru hamarosa, which is a regular Jewish woman who is engaged, and she's mezana during her engagement. It says over there also the word avia, her father. To tell you the following, zereshava, Malahalan's nus imzikas abal, just like over there, she's mezana at a time when there's a connection between her and a man, meaning because there it's talking about an arusa that she's engaged. Avkan, also over here, then by the Bas Koyin, her sreifa for being mezana is only nus imzikas abal. It's also going to be only if she was mezana when she had a connection to a man to exclude a single woman. And the reason why it uses this interesting terminology of Zika Sabal, and it doesn't say, just like over there, it's talking about when she's an Arusa here also, it's going to include for the Halacha Bas Koyin, not just when she's an Arusa, when she's engaged, that she gets Sreifa, but even when she's Nesu, when she's married, as the Gemara teaches later on. So that's why I use the terminology of Zika Sabal, which we learn out from there that it has to be a connection to a man, but it's not exactly like over there, because Manamarosa is specifically only when she's engaged. Here, by Bas Koyin will be even if she's married. Now, says the Braisa, oy eino eimer avia, or maybe no. Maybe the word of via, her father over here, Bas Koyin, was not said for this Gezeirah Shavah. Elo hitzias kol adam, maybe it's here to tell you to exclude every other person. Meaning, it's telling you that the punishment, the death penalty of burning for Bas Koyin, is only if she was mezana from her father. That's what it says of via. And then she'll get sreifa. But if she's mezana with any other person, then actually she should have halacha like a regular Bas Yisrael, and not have the punishment of sreifa. Which Gemara later on is going to ask, how could you entertain to say such an interpretation? Then why would the Pasuk only be referring to a Bas Koyin? Even a regular Bas Yisrael that's Mezana with her father gets Sreifa, as the Gemara tells us later on the Ayin Hamad Aleph. But be that as it may, that's what the Brice is entertaining, to say maybe that's what Aviyah comes to tell you, only if she's Mezana with her father does she get Sreifa. But Kishu Oymer, that's when the Pasuk says, He Mechalelis, it says her father, she disgraces, she profanes her father, which sounds like she's Mechal her father when she's Mezana, but not that her father is Mechal her. So by default, you have to say, Have a Kol Adam Omer. So it must be that when she was Mezana with every single person, and not her father, because when she's Mezana with her father is being Mechal her, he profanes her when he's Mezana with her, and here the Pasuk is saying that she's Mechal him. Because when she's mezana with other people, it's a disgrace for the father. So Haman mekayem avia, so then what do I fulfill with the word avia? Why does the pasuk mention that at all if it's not with her being mezana with her father, but rather with other people? Rather, to tell you, like we said before, nemekan avia, but nemen lahan avia. It says over here, avia, her father, says by nair marasim, and she's mezana avia, malahan's nusim. Zikas abal, just like over there, this nus is with a connection to a man that she's engaged. Afkan's nusim, zikas abal, also over here, it's tuma where she's mezana, which has a connection to a man, to exclude a penuya if she's single, then she does not get sreifa. Now Rashi points out that either that we have to say that the Tana of this Braisa does not hold the drasha we bring later on, the Nun Beis and Aleph, that where the, actually the term Esavia Himechalelis is coming to say that if up until now they had treated him with sanctity, now they're going to treat the father in a desecrated way. Or even if he holds of this drasha, still the pasuk should have just said Himechalelis, that she profanes. And they shouldn't have said the word Aviha. And then I would have understood who is she profaning, her family, and for sure her father. Why does it say Esavia? So it's coming to say this Gezer Shava of Aviha here to Aviha over there. Now it continues in Braisa, but Imala Halanara, but if I'm making Gezer Shava, I would have thought to say, just like over there, we were learning from the Gezer Shava of Aviha Aviha. Over there it's Toma, when she's specifically a Naira. What's a Naira? A Naira is a girl that is over age 12 that brought two pubic hairs, but she didn't yet bring Simoni Bagra. She's not, let's say, by 12 and a half, which the Gemara Masechet Nidav Mem Zayin and Aleph explains, when her pubic region changes into an adult. So I would then think that just like over there it's specifically talking about a Naira, Vihi Arusa, and that she's engaged, Avkan, Naira Vihi Arusa, so also over here by Bas Kain, I would think it has to have both those characteristics. She's only going to get straight if she's Mizana as a Naira, which is usually between the age of 12 or 12 and a half, and only if she's engaged. But then Naira Vihi Nesua, but then if she's a Naira and she's married, not just Arusa, or Bageresvi Arusa, or if she's over age 12 and a half and she's still engaged, or even Bageresvi Nesua, if she's over 12 and a half and she's married. Vafila Hiskin, if she's an older lady, Minayin, how would I know that this halacha of Sreifa applies to a Bas Kain that has some form of Zikas about and not specifically a Naira and Arusa? Tamalim, that's what the passage teaches. Uvas Kain, and the daughter of a Kain, tells you Mikol Makom in all situations. And that's known from the extra Vav as being Darshan, because it's going like Rabbi Kiva, who the Gemara tells later on Nun Aleph Mabez, that same type of idea where he says, I darshan the extra Vav from Uvas, because what's the and? The extra Vav is coming to tell you in all situations. Now, you can't say that the reason why you would say it's Mikol Makom is because of the word itself, Vas Kayin, because to the contrary, the Gezer Shav already would have told us that it's removing it from the Pashut, from the simple translation of the Pasuk. It's saying we compare it to a V over there, which would only tell you a Naira that's Mayrasa. How would I know that it's going to apply even if she's not a Naira and Mayrasa? Yeah, making Gezer Shav to tell you that it has to have some form of a connection with a man to exclude a Panuya. But how do I know it's not just Naira Mayrasa? That's the extra Vav to tell you an extra Ribui that it includes all types of relationships with a man. Continues the Braisa of Bas Kain when it says that she's the daughter of a Kain who gets the punishment of Sreifa. After Katin Tab of Nanaf and Aleph, so Ainli Elishit Nisis Lakain. I would only know that if she's married to a Kain, a Bas Kain who's married to a Kain, which more later on is going to ask, why would you think that? What, because she's married to a Levi Yisrael, she's not a Bas Kain anymore? Bas Kain just means her father is a Kain. Why would I think it only applies if she's married to a Kain? But Bidi there's a maid, says the Braisa, I would only know that she gets Sreifa if she's married to a Kain. Nisus la Levi Yisrael, but let's say she's married to a Levi or to Yisrael, or la Evi Kuchavim to a non-Jew, or as some Gisels have before Kuti, lachal, lachal is a, if there's a Kayin that marries a woman that's forbidden to him, let's say a Grusha or a Zayna, and he has a son, that child is desecrated, is profaned from Kahuna, he's called a Chalal, and that's how we know from the Pasuk of Yirka Chaval, it says, lechal zar, he should not be Mechal, desecrate his children, his child becomes a Chalal. Or la mamzer or la nasin, or if she marries a mamzer who is an illegitimate child, or a nasin, which is from the Givinim, that even though these individuals are forbidden to marry into the Jewish people, but there is kedushin. If a woman gets married to them, kedushin is typhus, and therefore she becomes an eshes ish. She's a married woman because kedushin are typhus b'chivalav, and it's only negative prohibition. Now, though, actually, we just mentioned a second ago that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Kiva, who expounds a vav from Uvas Kayin, and we know that Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not Teufis B'chiv Alavin, so how could we be explaining that Kedushin is Teufis B'chiv Alavin? So actually, there is a Tanam Masechet Yevamos that holds that according to Rabbi Kiva, when does he say Kedushin is not Teufis B'chiv Alavin? That's only Chiv Alavin de She'er, a negative prohibition that's of a relationship. But a negative prohibition that's not the relationship, let's say a mamzer or a nasin, that he didn't say that's not typhus, and therefore could even be like a rekiva, and condition would be typhus. Because a non-Jew, there's a negative prohibition of like tischatten bam, you should not get married to them. By nasin, who's from the Givinim, also has that prohibition. So Minayin says the Braisa, where would I know that there, since condition is typhus, so she is engaged, she is married to this man. And now if she's mezana with a different man, that this would have the halacha of a bas kohen, that zikuka labal, that would get the punishment of sreifa, even though she's not married to a kohen. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches. Uvas ish kayin, the daughter of a man that's a kayin. Now, that word ish is seemingly superfluous. It could have just said uvas kayin. What's uvas ish kayin? To expound, to say that only the father needs to be a man that's a kayin, but the husband does not need to be a man that's a kayin, which comes to teach her afa pesha and the kahanis, even though she's not a kahanis, meaning the Torah is particular only that she has to be a bas kayin, but not that she should be an ashes kayin. She's not a kahanis, she's not married to a kayin, but that's what the word ish comes to teach, that still she'll get the punishment of sreifa. Now, moreover, the pasuk says, he besreifa, that she gets the punishment of getting burned, which teaches ve'im boyal b'sreifa, but that the one who had relations with her, although generally when there's a noyif and noyefes, when there's an adultery, both get the same punishment. Here, the Torah is telling you explicitly that only she gets upgraded to the punishment of sreifa, but the boyal gets the regular punishment of a regular man who's mezana with an ish of chenek, or if it's a married woman. And so to he b'sreifa, when it says she gets the punishment of sreifa, tells you ve'im zememeh b'sreifa. The Edom Zayman who wanted to get her when they were making up this false claim that she was Mezana. So generally, Kasha Zam Lasas La'achim, they get exactly what they tried doing to the others. Here, that's not going to be the case. Although they were trying to make her get Sreifa, when it's proven that they were lying and that they get the same punishment, they don't get Sreifa, they get what the Baal was going to get and not what she was going to get. Because only she's the one that gets Sreifa and not her Baal and not the Edom Zayman. That's the Tanakam of this Braisa. Which later on the Gemara is going to explain what his words mean. He says, as a via b'sreifa, with her father, she gets the punishment of sreifa. Veschamea b'skila, and with her father-in-law, she gets skila. So that's the brisa, and this is the pasuk of the Torah Mabas Kayin that the brisa was explaining. Where this is Vayukah Chafal of Tess, where it says, Uvas ish kayin, kisecha lesnes, that the daughter of a man who is a kayin, if she will profane to be mezana, savi mechaleles, she desecrates her father, be'esh shisar, she gets burnt in fire. Now that was what the Brisa was explained in Tanakama and Rabbalaza, now the Gemara expounds at length on this Brisa. So Amamah, the Tanakama of the Brisa said, Yuchal filachilah Shabbos. If it didn't say, if it just said kisechel, and it didn't say liznais, I would have thought, what does it mean that she's mechal? Even if she desecrates Shabbos, that she would get the punishment of sreifa. That's why it has to say liznais. Man, that's the Gemara, chila Shabbos paskilahi. But how can you say that? Anyone that desecrates Shabbos gets the punishment of stoning. So how could you entertain to say that the pasuk is being lenient on the bas kohen than a regular Jewish woman, to say that she gets a lighter punishment? Because we know, as we said in the beginning of this parak and the previous daf, arba mises, the highest one is skila, lower than that is strefa. So how can you downgrade a bas kayin? So Amarav says, Hamani Reb Shimon, the Tana Kama of this price is Reb Shimon, the Amas Strefa Chamur, who says actually no, that strefa is more severe. And therefore, I would have thought to say that just like we know that the Torah is more stringent in general by having many more mitzvahs and stringencies like kahanim. So therefore, and that's because the Rabbi Bo Mitzvah Sisera says we find that there's many more mitzvahs that apply to kahanim than it does to regular people. So therefore, yeah, when a Bas Kohen does a regular avera like Chil Shabbos, Tidin B'Sreifa, she gets upgraded from the punishment of Skila to Sreifa. Kamash Malan, that's what it's teaching when it says, no, Liznois tells you it's only for her Chil of Znus and not for Chil of Shabbos. But the Gemara asks, Maishno Minei Day. But why is this Bas Kohen different than the Kohen himself regarding the Halachas of Shabbos? And that is, why would we be more stringent by a female than a male? We know that males don't have this sreifa. It would only be going on Bas Kayin. But if it's saying on Chil HaShabbos, why should a woman that's a Kayanis be more severe than a Kayin in regards to Chil HaShabbos, that she will get upgraded from Skila to sreifa if it's just because regarding Kahanim that we're more stringent? Says the Gemara, that's not difficult. So, Ketay Dechamini, you would have thought to say, Ihud Ishtargile Shabbos Legabe Avoida, regarding the Kahanim, that they have permission, there are certain permissibilities that they have regarding the violations of Shabbos in regards to doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. One is allowed to do slaughtering and many different malachas of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, even when it's not permitted for them to do Chil HaShabbos, however, we're not going to be as stringent because we find there's a hutra for them. But he, kivin to leishtari Shabbos lagabo, but regarding the females who don't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that they never have any heter to do Chil HaShabbos. So I would say that actually maybe they would be more stringent in regards to Chil HaShabbos, that they get upgraded from Skila to Sreifa. That's what the pasuk is teaching Liznus to say, it's only regarding the Chil of Znus that then she gets upgraded to Sreifa and not regarding a different Chil like Chil of Shabbos. Bresa continued and said, Yochla fila pnuya. You would think, okay, so it says kisecha liznus, that any type of iznus that she does, that she commits, that she has relations with a forbidden man, that then she gets strafa. And that would be even if she's single. And that's what it has to teach in the pasuk that no, avia, it learned that from Naima Rasa, that just like over there, that the zizika sabal, so too over here. But not the Gemara asks, haliznus ksib. But the pasuk says liznus, and we already brought this in the Braisa, and a single woman that has relations with a man is not considered znus. Because the term znus is only means straying and leaving the relationship that you already have to go to others. Like for example, in the Hosea test, when it talks about the Jewish people, it says, Kizanisa me'al elekecha, because you strayed from your God. Which is a terminology of rebelling and leaving from someone that you already have a relationship to go to someone else. But a single woman doesn't have, so how could we have entertained to say that that would be considered liznus? So the Gemara, could Rabbi Lazo, like Rabbi Lazo in Masechta Zivamas and Perek Bal Yevimtai, Dome that he actually says, Panui haboy ala panuya, shaloi l'shom ish. He says, if a single man has relations with a single woman, not for the intention of creating a marriage through that union, a sa zayna, he actually turns her into a zayna, which invalidates her from kuhuna. So obviously you see that Rabbi Lazo actually holds that it is called znus, even with a single woman. And therefore that's what we would have entertained had it not had the gzer shava of a via from Naimar Rasa. Now, the Braisa there said that, so how do we know it's Lamayit Panuya? Because we have Avia Via, Gzera Shava. And that the Braisa continues and says, Oy Eina Oymer Via. No, maybe that's not what the word Avia is coming to say, Gzera Shava of Naimar Rasa. Rather, Elohitzis Kaladim. Maybe it's coming to exclude the if she's Mazan with any other person. To say that the upgrade to Sreva is only if she's Mazan with her father. And that's what we would have entertained, and that's what we said, that no, it's not possible to say that, because then it says, Himichaleles, and then it would have been, he's Michal Har, her father is being Michal Har, and Himichaleles says she's Michal Him, obviously it's relations with other men, not with her father. But the Gemara asks, but, Se'elamayniyu, so if it's excluding when she's Mezana with every other person in the Havamina, so then what would the Pasuk be telling us? She'zin Se'miyaviyah, so that what? That if she's Mezana with her father, that's when she gets Reva? But on that, the question is, my Iriya Bas Koyin, then why would the Torah be telling us specifically that she gets Sreifa when she's a daughter of a Koyin, if she's Mezana with her father? A filibas Yisrael Nami, but that applies to every regular Jewish woman that's Mezana with her father gets Sreifa. Because the Amar Rava said, Amali Rav Yitzchok Bar Avadim, he told me, Asya Heine Heine, Rav Gzer Shav Av Heine Heine, where it says, Miyuku Yotches, regarding the prohibition of having relations with his son's daughter or with his daughter's daughter, I mean his granddaughter, but either through his son or his daughter, it says, Ervas bas binchoy bas bitcha, that the erva of your son's daughter or of your daughter's daughter, that's forbidden, kievas chayna, because it's considered your erva. Now, that's one place, chayna, that it says by his own grandchild. Now, it says also by his wife's daughter, which is his, not from him, but it's his wife that he married has a daughter. It says sha'arehena, it's a relationship. Zimahi, it's something that's forbidden, that's considered znus. So the Gzera Shava tells us, just like by his wife, it makes his daughter, it makes her daughter like a granddaughter, because it says over there, Ervas Isha Bita, it talks about the prohibition of a man's wife and her daughter. And the pasuk goes on to say that it applies not just a prohibition of having relations with his stepdaughter, meaning his wife's daughter, but also with his wife's granddaughter. And it says that explicitly in the pasuk. So to over here, when it says that there's a prohibition on his daughter's daughter, although it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah regarding his daughter, it says that for sure, if over there it includes bitay kibas bitay, here also when it's his own child, his daughter's going to be the same as his granddaughter. Now, that's not being learned from a Kabbal Chaimim, because it's, oh, for sure when it's his wife's daughter is the same as his wife's granddaughter. For sure, his own daughter is going to be the same as his own granddaughter, because the halacha is that einon shevin adin. We cannot make a punishment based on the kal v'chema. But rather, it's lundef megzera shava, as we said. That's what it says heina heina, and that's what it says. It's the seemingly superfluous word of heina. So that's where we know that it's prohibited a man to have relations with his daughter. That's one gzera shava. Now asya zima zima. So, because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah regarding a man having relations with his own daughter, it says his granddaughter. But we know it from his wife's granddaughter that it does compare the daughter to the granddaughter. So here when, just like over there, granddaughter includes daughter, here also his own granddaughter includes his own daughter. So that's how we know it's prohibited. And then asya zima zima. But then we also know from Gzeir Shuva of the word zima to say that the penalty, the punishment of having relations with one daughter is going to be sreifa. Because it says over here in the pasuk zimahi, which talks about the prohibition that we learn out from Bas Bitoy of his wife to his own Bas Bitoy, which includes his own daughter. It says Zimahi, and it also says by the where it says in the Torah explicitly of Sreifa, which actually talks about a mother-in-law and his wife. It says Zima there also, and says Be'eshi Sreifa. So just like over there, it means Sreifa. So also over here, it means Sreifa. So therefore, but one thing that we see is that there's a halacha of a man having relations with his daughter, that the punishment is going to be Sreifa. As we know, again, from the punishment, we know the Isser, we know from Heina Heina, and the punishment from Zima Zima. But one thing we see is Bas Yisrael also has Sreifa. So then, if it was talking about the prohibition of Via to say it's only if she's Mizan with her father, but that's why is that specifically Bas Kain? That's by every Bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Itzruch. No, it was necessary to tell us this drasha that it applies to every single person and not just to our father. Because you would have thought to say that actually no, that this avia that it says over here by Bas Kayin, Kra, it's seemingly a superfluous pasuk, and the reason is because we're revealing that Sreifa by a Bas Kayin is that she was Mizan, meaning the extra word of Viha that it's saying over here is not telling us Gzeir Shav. It's actually coming to tell us that it only applies that she gets Sreifa if she was Mizana from her father. And actually, lafuke, it was actually would be coming to exclude from the Gzeres Shava of Midrash Rava, of Rava. That's what it would be coming to tell us. That don't make the drasha that any Yisrael that has relations with his daughter that is going to have Sreifa. And how would we say that? Because Midigali Rachman by Bas Kayin, the fact that it's revealing actually by Bas Kayin that it's only Esavia that she gets Sreifa if she's Mizana with her father, must be B'loi B'Bas Yisrael. Must be not like Rava, who learned the Gzeres Shava, as we just mentioned before, of Heina Heina Zima Zima. That no, the Torah is telling you it's only by Bas Kayin. Kamash Malan, that's exactly why we need the words He Mechaleles to say that it's only when she's Mechal him, which is only when she's Mizana with other people, but not when when the father's Mechal her, therefore, because then he'd be Mechal her, therefore, it's coming to tell us that it's when the word of via is coming to teach us Gzer Shava from Naira Hamarasa and not to teach it only with the father, and then you could have the Gzer Shava of Rava. But yeah, if we would, the question is moot, because had we not learned that from Himachalelis, we would have said that no, via is only when she's on with her father, that's when she gets Sreifa. And then I would say, yeah, it's Tyre's explicitly telling you, not like the Gzer Shava that Rava says, it's only when she's Mizana with her father that the Bas Kayin gets Sreifa, but the Bas Yisrael would not get it. Again, now that we're not saying that, then we do say that every Bas Yisrael gets Sreifa, and by Bas Kayin, it's not talking about her being Mizana with her father, it's talking about with other people, and what does Avia come to teach us, Gzer Shava from Naya Marasa, to say that it's only meaning it's only when she has a Zika Tabal and not when she's a Panuya. Now the Braisa continued and said, Bas Kayin, when it says that the one who gets Sreifa is a Bas Kayin, Ein le'ele shenisis l'kayin. So I would only know that she gets Sreifa if she's Mizana, if she's married to a Kayin, and that she has relations with another man. Nisis l'levi l'isro l'levi k'chavim l'chol nosim l'mamzim inayin. Says the Braisa, how do we know if she's married to all these other types of men? And then she's Mizana with a different man, that then she still gets Sreifa. Tam Olema, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Bas Ish Kayin, if she's the daughter of a man that's a Kayin, which teaches you that the primary one that has to be Kayin is her father, Afa Pi'itra in the Kayin, even though she's not a Kayin herself, she's not married to a Kayin. Now, that the Gemara asks, Shum the Insevo Luhulahani, what? Because she marries these people, La Bas Kayini, she's not a daughter of a Kayin, why do I need the extra word Ish to include even if she's married to these other people? Why would I think not? Vesu, moreover, me the kohenis l'kohen, if does the pasuk tell us anything that she has to be a kohenis that's married to a kohen? Doesn't mention that, it's only a bas kohen. Says the Gemara, Soka, that I mean, you would have thought to say, kisechil liznes amrachman, the pasuk that we mentioned before by the bas kohen says that when she profanes herself through an act of znus, that's when she gets the punishment of Sreifa. Now, hanimili, when would we say that, hechad de komaschil lahashta, that's only if right now, through this act of znus, she profaned herself. But that's what the pasuk sounds like. Now she's profaning herself. Aval ha, but regarding all these cases when they're married to all these different men, kibin doch komaschel of a kaimi meikara, since already she was essentially profaned from beforehand by just marrying these men, like the chol, the nosan, the mamzer, because she already becomes profane from partaking of truma, where even if their husband dies and she doesn't have any children from them, she's not allowed to go back like a regular bas kohen to her father's household to consume truma, and she's already posel from kuna that she's not allowed to marry a kohen anymore. Because the Amar Malik, the master says in Masechet Yevamos Daf Samachesim and Aleph, says a vas kohen kisila ishzar. The daughter of a kohen will get engaged to a foreign man, which tells us kibin shenivlo lapasala, that once she already has relations with a man that's forbidden to her, like a nasan or a mamzer, So pasla. So he makes her forbidden forever from partaking of truma and marrying into kuna. Which the Gemara there asks, what do you mean? How do you see that from the pasuk? You need that for the halacha that the pasuk is saying literally, telling us when a woman's married to a zar, meaning a person that's not a kohen, so she cannot partake of truma as long as her husband is alive. And the Gemara there resolves that question and shows why that's not being learned out from the pasuk. That would mean that we're learning out this drasha from the pasuk. Now, moreover, it's not just for a nusin, again, which is from the Givainim, which is that these people are forbidden to marry the Jewish people, and for the mamzer, but even for a chal, even though he's not mechal, he's not forbidden to her, because actually a chal is allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman. But the Gemara learns out Masechta Zivam Dav Samach Tesamad Aleph from Lo Yichal Zarei, where we compare the Kohen, the Aman L'Kohen Gadol, that it says that he should not marry the Amana, because he's going to be mechal, it says a plural, leichal zarei, which equates the kohen gadol to his children. Just like the kohen gadol invalidates his child, so to the meaning that he's mechal his zera, so to the zera invalidates, because a kohen gadol that has relations with a widow, he invalidates her from kohuna and from truma, which we learn from leichal, which tells us tu chilulin, which he's mechal har and the child, so too that we compare the child to him, which says leichal zaroi, his zara is compared to him, so to the chal, who is the product of that amalek and gadol, also is mechal his wife. So therefore, first of all, when she marries any of these psulim, she's essentially in some level a chalal already, she was already desecrated. So to even the Levi Yisrael Nami, and continues the Gemara, and even if she marries a Levi Yisrael, who are not forever being mechal har, but as long as she is married to them and they're still alive, they are mechal har from partaking of a truma. As the pasuk says, b'shavel be'sabi kinareh, it's only when their husband passed away and she doesn't have any children with them, then she could go back to her father's household, the kohen, as her youth and partake of a truma. But mechal, the inference is, d'chi isiga be'loyach, as long as she's married to even Levi Yisrael, she cannot partake of a truma. So I would have thought to say she does not get the punishment of Sreifa, because it's not the first time that she's mechal now through this act of Znus. She's already mechalelis by the chal amamzer nosen, totally mechalelis forever. And even Levi Yisrael, not forever, but at least for now. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush that we're telling you. The next word ish comes to say it doesn't make a difference if they're not kahanim. Even though on some level there's a chil, it's not a total chil, and this chil of znos is what's going to make her now get the punishment of sreifa. Now the Gemara says that this that we mentioned before, that a kohen that's married to a mamzer will at least still retain her sanctity as a bas kohen, and therefore she'll get the punishment of sreifa if she's being mezana, is udalek remeir. That's not like remeir, because the Tanya, actually, it's a mishnah meseftes trumas that says bas kohen shenisus liyisrael, a bas kohen that gets married to a regular Jewish man, and v'achal truma, and by mistake she partakes of truma, she's so used to from her father's household eating truma, but the thing is actually she's now not allowed to because she's married to a non-kayin, and the halach is by a non-kayin that eats truma by mistake is liable for the principal and the fifth. So the halach is mishalemes as a karen, so she has to pay for the principal, because since the Torah doesn't give her a right to partake of truma, it's considered theft from the kahanim, so she has to reimburse them. But she does not pay the fifth of penalty, because ultimately she's not a zara. Because since she is fit to ultimately go back and partake of truma, if her husband dies and she doesn't have children from him, so she doesn't pay the chaymish. And if she's mezana, meaning when she's married to this Yisrael, she's mezana with another man, her punishment as a bas kohen is sreifa. But this is le'echad min apsulim, if she gets married to one of the people that make her forbidden and invalid forever and make her a chalala, which now, therefore, if she's married to, let's say, the mamzer or the nasin, which that makes her into a zara, then, mishalem is karen v'chaymish. Then says this Tana, she pays the principal and the fifth, because she's like not even the bas kohen anymore, she's like a zara. Umisasa b'chenek, and her death penalty, if she's mezana, is chenek, like a regular bas Yisrael. That's the remeir, which is not like the opinion we mentioned before, which said that even if she's married to mamzer or to nasin, she still gets reifa. Remeir says, no, she's like not even the bas kohen anymore, she's totally desecrated from that status. Now, for Chamaim, they disagree, as we said before. No, Zuba Zuma Shalem is Karen. Both cases, even if she's married to an apostle, she only pays the principal, but Loi Chamish and not the fifth. Umisasim is Sreifa, like the town we said before, and the death penalty will still be Sreifa. Now, we said in that Brysim, up until now we mentioned was the Tanakama. Then we mentioned Rabbi Lazaim, he says these enigmatic words. He says, Esaviyah b'Sreifa. If this Bas Kohen is Mezana with her father, she gets Sreifa, the death penalty of being burned. Beschaman, with her father in law, Beskila, she gets stoned. So the Gemara asks, "My esavia v'eschameh." What do these words mean when he says, "with her father, with her father-in-law"? Ilema esavi. If you mean to say that it says if she's mezana with her father-in-law means with her father means meavia, meaning that she's mezana from her father. And when it says veschamel mechamel, when it says and her father-in-law means from her father-in-law. So my iri bas kain. Then why would we say this halacha of Rabbi Elazar specifically by a bas kain? A filo bas Yisrael nami. This halacha would apply to any Jewish woman. Bita b'sreifa, as we said before, any daughter that's mezana with her father gets sreifa. The kalosa b'skila, and with his daughter-in-law, it's stoning, as the Mishnah says later on. Dafnut gimel and alef. So what would be unique that he's saying for bas kain? So Ella rather says the Gemara. No, when it says esavia, when he says with her father, it doesn't mean that she was mezana from her father. It means bishus avia, when she's with her father, meaning when she's still in her father's domain, to say that she's only engaged. A woman that's engaged in Talmudic times, especially when engaged for 12 months, and then they would go to the husband's household, she's still in her father's domain. But essentially it's coming to say that she's an engaged woman. Veschamel, when it says, and her father-in-law, it means bishus chamel, means when she's in the domain of her father-in-law, meaning that she's married and she's by her husband's household already. That's what he's saying, that when she's Narusa, she gets Sreifa, and when she's in Suwa, she gets Skila. And that is the Gemara, but come on, then who would Rabbi Elazar be going like? Ikra Banan, if you would say he's going like Rabbanan, who they say in our opening Mishnah of this Perek, that Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa, then it actually should have been the other way around. Because as we mentioned in the previous daf, that everyone knows that Arusa, an engaged woman, is more, as the Torah has cases like that, is more severe than the married woman. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, Ha'amri Nesua Yatzis, they say that a married woman goes out from the category of a regular Jewish woman, if she's a Bas Kayin, from being strangulated to Lisreifa. So that's where they get the punishment of Sreifa. But they say, V'loya Rusa, but not the death penalty of regarding an engaged woman, she does not go out from Skila to Sreif. And this is why we introduced this price. So that was the continuation of the discussion in the previous staff, which was discussing the hierarchy of these four types of death penalties in Machlegis, Reb Shimon, Rabban, in our Mishnah. We already illustrated that they hold that the Nesua is lower down than Arusa by Bas Kain. A Nesua is going to get the death penalty of a Bas Kain of Sreif. But an Arusa, which even by Basral gets Skila, which according to Rabban is the most severe, so too by a Bas Kain will not go to Sreifa, which is down, but rather stay by Skila. So that's exactly the exact opposite of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is saying is that an Arusa gets Sreifa and Nesua gets Skila. But according to Rabban, it's the exact opposite. Nesua gets Sreifa and Arusa gets Skila. So it can't be like Rabban. Ikra Rabbi Shimon, if it's like Rabbi Shimon, did he holds actually know that Sreifa is more severe than Skila? Hamar, he says, Achas Arusa, Achas Nesua b'Sreifa. He says, as we mentioned this in the previous daf, that both Arusa and Nesua get Sreifa. So you can't say either like the way Rabbi Elazar is saying, that he's saying that it's only by Arusa that he gets Sreifa, but by Nesua he gets Skila. Rabbi Shimon holds by both it's Sreifa, because he holds, no, Bas Kain is blanket. All Bas Kains get the more severe death penalty of Sreifa, because he holds that's an upgrade. And Vikre Bishmol, and if you would say that Rabbi Elazar could be Shmol, in other words, when Rabbi Elazar is saying that, yes, Sreifa is the more severe one, therefore, yeah, okay, Arusa gets Sreifa, like Bishmol, who the Gemara brings later on, that he says that actually it was only an Arusa that gets upgraded to Sreifa as a Bas Kain and not a Nesua, and he knows this from a Binyan Av, that the Pasuk is talking about specifically by Bas Kain, by an Arusa and not by Nesua. But then the question is, Ha'ama Arusa Yatzis L'Sreifa V'Loi Nesua. He says, okay, but the only one that goes up to get the punishment of Bas Kain of Sreifa is only the Arusa, not Nesua. So, okay, that explains why the Arusa is going to get Sreifa, but then Eschamea Cheneku. But then if she has relations when she's in her father-in-law's household, meaning as Nesua, then she should not get Skila, rather she should get Chenek, like a regular Bas Yisrael, because according to Bishmol, the Nesua does not have any new halachas regarding a Bas Kain. So who is Rabbi Elazar like when he says it can't mean with her father and father-in-law, because that's every Bas Yisrael, and it can't mean neither in the Rishus, because then who is he like when he says that the Arusa gets Sreifa and Nesua gets Skila? So Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, he said, Kachat Sosha Mishnah. This is the explanation of this Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar, meaning this teaching of Rabbi Elazar in this Braisa, that as it's taught, and not to invert it, because actually we'll see later on that Ravina wants to invert the opinions and flip it around. He says, no, lo'ilam k'rabbanan, that truthfully, Rabbi Elazar like Rabbanan, who seemingly say the exact opposite of what Rabbi Elazar is saying. They say that Arusa gets Skila, which is the most severe, and Arusa is always the most severe, and Nesua gets Sreifa. Says Ravin that actually the same halacha applies to, according to Rabbi Elazar, in the Bas Koyim. But V'achi Kama, and this is what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Kol Shuhu, and he adds in what would be considered bracketed words into the understanding of Rabbi Elazar's opinion. He says, Kol Shuhu, whatever is by a Bas Yisrael when she's mezana with another man, that's Lamata Mimisa Saviya, that's lower down than the death penalty of the father, which, where the father, there's Sreifa. So in other words, when there's a death penalty that's less than Sreifa, Umayniyu, what would that be by regular Bas Yisrael? That's Nesua Bas Yisrael. That's by a married Jewish woman. That's Mezana, because the Ilu Nesua Bas Yisrael Bechanik. In regards to a regular Jewish woman that's married, if she's Mezana, she gets Chanik. So that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying, that Hach will be here by Bas Kain, B'misa Saviya. In other words, it will be as if she's Mezana from her father, which is B'Sreifa, that a Nesua Bas Kain will get Sreifa. Now, Kol Shehib, whatever it is by a Bas Yisrael, Lamala B'misa Saviya, that's more severe than the death penalty of being Mezana with her father, Umayniyu, and what is that? That's Arusa Bas Yisrael. That's when a regular Jewish woman that's engaged, because the Ila Arusa Bas Yisrael Ba'alma B'Skila, a regular engaged woman that's Mezana gets Skila, which is more severe than being Mezana with one father that's only Sreifa. And that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying, Hach over here B'Bas Kayin, she does not get removed from the category of a regular Arusa Bas Yisrael to be lenient and to be downgraded to Sreifa. Rather, she gets judged with the more severe death penalty as if she was Mezana with her father-in-law, which is B'misas Chameh, B'Skila, which is the death penalty if she was Mezana with her father-in-law, which would be B'Skila. And therefore, the explanation according to Ravin and the price of Rabbi Elazar is as follows. When it says Aviya B'Sreifa, he's saying that that which is near to the death penalty of one's father, which is lower than the death penalty of being Mezana with the father one level, which is in the Nesua Bas Yisrael, that is what he's saying, but here by Bas Kain, the Torah includes her as more stringent to get Sreifa, which is a more severe death penalty than that of Sreifa. Now, that which is, however, higher than being Mezana with one father, which is higher than Sreifa, for example, an Arusa, then that's what he says, Eschameha, meaning we judge her like a daughter-in-law with a father-in-law, which gets the death penalty of Skila. Which Rashi points out that it's a difficulty anyway, because then why did it say that regarding the Bas Kayin that's an Arusa, Eschameha, just say that she gets the halacha of Skila, because we're not removing her from the category of a regular Arusa Bas Yisrael. But anyway, says Rashi, the Gemara is going to have a difficulty with this interpretation anyway, and therefore doesn't ask this question. Because the Gemara says, Maskev Rabbi Yirmi, it says, Midi Lamal Lamata Ketani. What are these? How can you explain the words of Rabbi Elazar like this? It just says, Es Aviya Sreifa, Es Chameh Skila. You're adding on that the words above, below, you're saying that when it says Es Aviya means below the father's death penalty, where but the father would be Sreifa, and by a Bas Yisrael, Nesua. Below that, meaning to say that it would be a regular Bas Yisrael Nesu that gets Chenik, but by the Bas Kain will be as if Es Aviya, which will be Sreifa. And when it says, the next halacha would be, but if it's above the father, which just means to say that a Narusa Bas Yisrael, which gets Skila, then by Bas Kain, it's going to be Es Chameha, which is going to be with Skila, that she's not going to get downgraded. But it doesn't say anything above and below. So Elam Rabimir, he gives a different interpretation. As a continuum to Medbez, he says, Lo'ilam Kribi Shmol. Says, not like the Rabban who wanted to say Rabbi Elazar is like the Rabbanan. Says that actually Rabbi Elazar is like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the whole entire halacha of Bas Kayin getting Sreifa was only said, as the Gemara will later on explain his opinion, that it was only said by an Arusa. And it wasn't even talking about a Bas Kayin that's married. And this is what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Es Aviya, when he says the words her father, it means Bershus Aviya. When she's in the domain of her father, meaning when she's engaged. That's when Besreifa, because again, the whole halacha of Sreifa according to Bishmo was only said regarding the Bas Kain. The Eschameha, and then when she's married, if she's Mechameha, if she's Mezana from her father-in-law, then Beskila. Then she'll get Skila, like a regular Bas Yisrael, because she's Mezana with her father-in-law, which is a punishment of Skila. But v'chalod the mechanic. But if she was mezana with any other person, then she gets chenik like a regular Bas Yisrael. Because again, yeah, according to Bishmal, Nesua is not removed from the klal of a regular Bas Yisrael. Now, Amar Rava, but Rava asks that he says, Maishno, but what's the difference? Because according to this interpretation, of Belaz's words, the interpretation was said when it says, Es Aviya B'Sreifa and Es Chameha B'Skila, it was saying that Esaviya means not with her father, it meant in the domain of her father, which means Narusa. Okay, Narusa means Sreifa, because Rabbi Shmuel learns the whole halacha bas kayin only by Narusa. When the words, now you're saying of Rabbi Yirmiyahu had said that Eschameha means not in the father-in-law's domain, because actually that wouldn't be the halacha. It meant having Zeus with her father-in-law. Oh, with her father-in-law, like any Bas Yisrael, because if she's in the Suwa, that's going to be Skila, which, yeah, with the regular person would be Chenik. But in that, Rav asked, either each word means literally, or each word means in the domain. But you can't say that Esaviyah is going to mean Bershus Aviyah, and Eschameh is going to mean Michameh, having Znus with him. Either both mean literally, it means to say having Znus with them, or it means in the domain, but the interpretation of Yirmiyahu is splitting them up, and that's not, that doesn't make sense. So Elam or Rav, rather Rav says, La'ilam k'rib b'shimen. He picks a different opinion. First, Ravan wanted to say it's like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wants to say that he's like Rabbi Shmuel. And Rav is saying that he's like Rabbi Shimon, that holds that actually Sreif is more severe than Skila, and therefore, obviously, that when we're taking up an Arusa that's as a Bas Kain that's being Mazana, we're going to upgrade her from the Skila of a regular Arusa Bas Yisrael to Sreif. Now, Uksava, Rabbi Laza, Nesua, and Rabbi Laza holds that regarding a married Bas Kain, in other words, since by Yisrael, it's the death penalty of a Nesua is very light, that she only gets Chenek. So says Rav, it blows a hold, that it's enough if you're going to be stringent on the Bas Kayin to upgrade her to Skila, because we would compare it to Karusa, just like the Halacha of an Arusa. Meaning, Ma Arusa, just like an engaged woman. Chad Darga Maskinila Meskila Sreifa, when she goes from a Bas Yisrael to a Bas Kayin, gets upgraded one step, because an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets stoning. And we're going like Rabbi Shimon holds, the Sreif is more severe, so obviously the Arusa gets upgraded to the punishment of Bas Kayin, which goes up one step from Skila to Sreifa. Oh, so after the Suwa, so different. Then we extrapolate, the same thing would apply to a married woman, Chadar Gamaskinla. So we also go up one step from a Bas Yisrael to Bas Kayin, Mechanik Leskila. It would go up from the death penalty of being choked to being stoned, because according to Rabbi Shimon, that's the order. He holds the order is Sreifa is the most severe, then Skila, then Chenik, then Herig. So therefore, that's the interpretation, meaning when it says Esaviya Veschameo, it means in the domain. So when she's Esaviya means when she's still by her father and when she's engaged, then it's going to be Sreifa, because a Narusa goes up one step from Skila to Sreifa. And when it says Veschameo, it's going to go up one step, yeah, from Chenek to Skila. That's the interpretation according to Rava. Ask about B'chanina. B'chanina asks him this interpretation. He says, but how can you say that? But Rabbi Shimon holds that both the Arusa and the Nisua get Sreifa. You're saying that Rabbi Loz is like Rabbi Shimon, but how could it be? Rabbi Shimon himself holds that both Narusa and Nisua, as we explained in the previous daf, get Sreifa. But according to your interpretation, you're saying that Nisua only gets Skila. Now, which Rashi says, but why couldn't we say that, okay, Rabbi Loz is like Rabbi Shimon, but on this point he disagrees. And that says Rashi can't say that, because how can you say that? If Rabbi Lazar does not hold of the binyan av of Rabbi Shmuel, which we'll quote later on, that says the whole pasuk is only tomah by an arusa, because if you're saying it's only by an arusa, then maybe we can entertain it. If he doesn't say that, so obviously since the sreif is more severe, like we're going like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lazar agreeing with that, and the Torah just says a bas koyin gets sreifa, so obviously that would include both an arusa and a sua. And even if you say that Rabbi Lazar holds of the binyan av that the pasuk is only tomah by an arusa. And okay, so maybe then you can entertain to say, okay, so now Rusa, the Torah is telling you, goes up from Skila to Sreifa, and then maybe the Nesua also goes up only one step from Chenek to Skila, but still, that the halacha would be that who's going to tell you this halacha that a Nesua goes up then one step to Skila? Because if you're being stringent by an Arusa Bas Kayin, more than the Bas Yisrael, because we know in general an Arusa is more severe, as we find by regular Eishes Yisrael, that an Arusa gets a more severe penalty than Nesua. Who would tell us that we should be stringent by Nesua, which is more lenient, to say up that it goes up one level? And therefore, who is Rabbi Lazar like that he's saying that the Arusa gets Sreifa and that the Nesua gets Skila? So Elam Amar Ravina, rather Ravina says, Lo'ilam K'rabanan. He goes back to like the first interpretation of Ravan, but he says differently, not this contrived, bracketed lama lamata words, but he says it's like drabanan, but ve'epach, but you have to switch the words around. Yeah, both are talking about when it says esaviyah and eschameh is talking about in their domain, but you have to switch it around. It's esaviyah beskila. When she's engaged, she gets skila, eschameh, besreifa. That's exactly like the pin drabanan. We originally had asked it as a question, who's Rabbi Elazar like? Like the Rabbanan is exactly the opposite. It says, no, it's like the Rabbanan, but you have to switch it around. It's not a Saviyah B'Sreifa, rather a Saviyah B'Skila, B'Schameh B'Sreifa with our father-in-law. It's going to be Sreifa. Behind the Kama Saviyah, now the Ravina just addresses, so why was the wording used as Saviyah? Why didn't it just say simple that we could understand? Rabbi Elazar just should say, then Arusa gets Sreifa and the Su gets Skila. It's only Sircha Ba'almanakar, it's just because he grabbed the same wording that the Tanakhama was using. Since the Tanakhama was using the vernacular of the Pasuk, because he was expounding, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Brisa, Aviyim Chaleles, what does Aviyah come to teach you? So once he was saying the words Aviyah, so he said, Es Aviyah, when she's engaged, then she's going to get the punishment of Skilam. And Es Chamel, when she's married, when she's in the father-in-law's domain, then she's going to get Sreifa. That's the interpretation of Ravina. Now, Amar Nachman, Rav Barabu, Amar Rav, he says, Halacha is, Kedeshalach Rav and Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael, Rav Chinah, Halacha is like the first interpretation we had mentioned in this opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that it, when it says Es Aviyah, Es Chamel, it's going like the Rabbanan, but it's saying that which is Lamata from Aviyah, which is in the Suah Bas Yisrael, which gets Chenek, then by the Bas Kain, however, she's going to get Sreifa, and that was the interpretation of Ravin. That was the first interpretation. And he says, that's the halacha. Now, Amar Rav Yisiv, he says, Hilchas al Mashiach, what, halacha for the times of Mashiach? When this halacha, when Mashiach will come, then we're going to need it, because only then will we then reinstate the death penalty of the courts. But that doesn't apply right now. Why are you sending what the halacha is when it's not pertinent? So Abai responded to Rabbi Yisrael El-Mahat, but if that's the case, so Shechitas Kachem Le-Lisni, we shouldn't learn Masechtas Vachem, which talks about the slaughtering of sanctified karbanis, Hilchas al-Mashiach, what we need to know halachas regarding the times of Mashiach, we'll learn it then. Ella rather says Abai, Darash V'Kibboschar, no, you expounded and you receive reward. Hachanami, Darash V'Kibboschar, you expounded and you receive reward. Now, to that, Rabbi Yisrael responded, says, Nahachikam, this is what I was asking. Hilchas olamali, why do I need it to be sent as this is the halacha, sugi de shmaita halacha kamar? Does this sugi, which we had all these different types of interpretations, what was Rabbi Elazar's opinion? Was there any halacha said over here? How can you say halacha in this machlekes, but there's no difference between Ravin and Ravina, not regarding being liable and exempt, no difference in death penalty. Both of them are explaining that a married woman will get sreifa as a bas kohen, and Arusa will get skila. And they're only disagreeing regarding how to interpret the words which were ambiguous in the words of Rabbi Elazar, where one opinion says that, which was the opinion of Ravin, which we say in the halachas like, that he says you don't have to invert the opinions, he just explained in like bracketed ways what it's saying, the lama, la lamata, and Ravina was saying that, no, because of the contrived words, to say that you have to switch it around. But how does it pertain to say halacha regarding a Talmudic discussion when you don't learn out anything from there, when Mashiach will come, and then he'll be Mechayim Esim, and then we'll ask Rabbi Elazar, what wording did you mean when you said it that way? But in halacha, we know the halacha. That was the question of Rav Yisiv, why was that pertinent to say a halacha? Now the Gemara goes back to what we said before, so we had been quoting it when we were saying who's like Rabbi Elazar like. One of the pins that we were entertaining was like Rabbi Shmuel, who we mentioned that he holds that it's only this halacha of Bas Kohen getting Sreifa is only by an Arusa. The Pasuk only mentions by the engaged woman, not by a Nesua. So where do we find this opinion? At the time, like we learned in the Brisa, Pasuk in Biyukar says, Uvas ish Kohen kisech lizness, the Pasuk that we were mentioning, the daughter of a man that's a Kohen, when she'll profane herself to be Mezana, says this opinion, which is Rabbi Shmuel. The Naira, Vihi Arusa Medaba. The Torah is mentioning a Bas Kohen getting this penalty of Sreifa as a Bas Kohen, specifically if she's a Naira, between ages of 12 and 12 and a half, and she's engaged. Ata'ima says, Rabbi Shmuel, do you say Benaira Vihi Arusa? Is it really only by a Naira and that's engaged? Or even if it's when she's married, which is like the other opinions that we mentioned before. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches, he says, in the Yukra, it says, Ish asher yinaf es eishes re'eu, a different pasuk, a man that will have commit adultery with the man with the wife of his friend eishes re'eu, mois yumas hanoyv in the office, that the adulterer and the adulteress will surely die. Now, whenever it says in the Torah unspecified die, it means chenek, it means through strangulation. Now, says Rabbi Shmuel, hakol hoyu b'chal hanoyv in the office. Every type of people were included in this death penalty of the adulterer and adulteress, whether if they're married or engaged, if they're kahanis or yisraelis. Now, but the Torah does make an exclusion from this category by bas yisrael beskila, when a Jewish woman that gets stoned, which is when she's a narim harasa. Ubas kain b'sreifa, and we have another exception elsewhere, which regarding the bas kain, that we say that she does not get chenik, she gets sreifa. Now, that's a binyan, we compare the two of them. Just like when we include the Jewish woman, that she will not get chenek, she'll get skila. That's arusa v'lei nesu. That's only if she's engaged and not married, as the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Beis, v'yitziu es ha-naira, they take out the naira that's engaged. So too, when the Torah elsewhere excludes a bas kain from when she's mezana, from chenek to sreifa, is also arusa v'lei nesu. It's also talking about when she's engaged and not married. And that's because the Torah, after this parsha of the Vas Kain to Sreifa, writes this parsha of Nair Meras, and it writes it unspecified to tell you what's called Lamed Sasam and Amafurish. We learn that what's unspecified, what's explicit. In other words, just like when it removes by the Bas Yisrael from Chenek, it's from an Arusa and not Nesua, which is the halach of Nair Meras. So it will be here, which is called the Binyan Av. We say that when it's excluding the Vas Kain, it's going to be the same criterion, which is going to be an Arusa and not Nesua. Now, continues the Braisa, Zememel Oboy Allah. Now, the Edom Zemen of the Bas Kohen, and the one who has relations with the Bas Kohen in the forbidden way, Bechlal was included in the Pasuk in Devarim, Basisim Lekasha Zamen Begoymer, that you should do the same punishment to them like they attempted to do to Har. Now, the Gemara first addresses this Girsa, Boyala, the one who has relations with her, my Kasha Zamek, how does he have what he's plotting to do to Har? Rather, the way you should read these words of the Braisa is Zememel Bechlal Misas Boyala. The ones who attempted to execute this Bas Kohen by making up a story that she was Mezan with another man, those Edom Zayman who get the same penalty, were included in the death penalty of the man who has relations with the Bas Kohen. Meaning that they're not excluded from this category that it says in the Pasuk, in Be'ikah Chaf Aleph, it says he, that he Tisav, she gets burnt, which says, and not Boyala, because he gets actually chenek, unlike the Bas Kohen. And the Edom Zayman, they're included in the same death penalty as the man, not of the woman. The reason is, Mishum Shenem, because the Pasuk says, and this is what it was saying in the Braisa, Vasisim lekashazam lasis la'achav, that you should do to him, these false witnesses, like they plotted to do to their brother, which tells us, v'lo lachayse, and not to their sister. In other words, any place where there's going to be a difference of death penalty regarding their false testimony, for example, like over here, where they were attempting to make her liable for Sreifa and him for Eskila, so they're going to get his death penalty and not her death penalty. That's the Rish Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rish Shmuel, where again, in this Braisa is where we see his opinion that the halacha of Bas Kain applies only to a Mu'urasa, an engaged Bas Kain, and not to a Nisua. Now, Rabbi Kiva, he says, as the opinions we've said before, he says, no, achas arusa, but achas nesu yatzos l'sveifa. The halacha of Bas Kohen applies not just to an arusa, but it says, the Bas Kohen in the Torah, it says unspecified, which would include not just engaged, but even married. Now, Yachala Filipinuya, says Rabbi Kiva, so if that's the case, when it says Bas Kohen kiseicha liznais, any Bas Kohen that's mezana gets sreifa, I would think even if she was a single woman that's mezana. But that's why, and this is what we mentioned in the Tanakhama of our Bryce that we opened up with, says no, Nemer Kan Aviyah, it says over here, Aviyah, by the Bas Kain. But Nemer Lahal Aviyah, it says over there, by Naim Rasa, Aviyah, her father. Ma'alahalan's Nus, Mzika Zabal, just like over there, this Nus is with a relationship with a man. Afkan's Nus, Mzika Zabal, also over here, it's a Nus with a relationship with a man. Now, but Amalir Bishmol said to Rabbi Kiva, but once you're expounding this Gzeris Shava, which is learning out Bas Kain from Naim Rasa, so then you should go all the way. And so don't just say that this is Zizikas Abal, but there by Namarasa, it's not just that there's a relationship with husband, it's also that she's engaged over there. So Ima Allahal Nara Bihir Arusa, but then you should say, just like over there, it's specifically that she's a Naira and she's engaged. Afkan Nara Bihir Arusa, also over here, should also apply that she's a Naira and she's engaged. How are you saying it applies? Even if she's married too, that the Bas Kohen will get Sreifa. That I'm like Rabbi Kiva said to me, Shmol Achi, Shmol my brother, Bas Ubas Ani Derish. I expound, and this is what we mentioned in the Tanakhama of the Braisa we opened up with, the extra vav. I should have said bas koin ki seichel liznas. What's u bas koin, the extra vav, is to include even a married bas koin that gets sreifa. So amalei, Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Kiva, v'chimim nei sha'ata derish bas abas, because you expound the extra vav, noitzi zula sreifa, so we should take out this bas koin that's married to a more severe death penalty from the one which is by regular bas sol of chenek to go out and take out and burn her? But im mashma, but if you understand, and by having this gzeres shava lahavi es nesu, which includes then even a married bas kohen, so nehavi yasa panuya, then you should even include then, because you're not just learning the gzeres shava all the way, which is only by nair marasa, which only marasa, you're including in nesua from the extra vav, so then include also panuya, even a single bas kohen should get sreifa. And v'im mashma lahitzi yasa panuya, but if you understand the gzeres shava by saying, though it has to have a zikas abal, which is excluding a single woman, then hoitzis nesua, then should be exactly like naima rasa, which should only be arusa, not nesua. But Rabbi Kiva, he holds no. Ahan gzeres shava lemuti pnuya. The gzeres shava of learning from nar hamarasa, that tells us there has to be at least some zikas abal, has some type of relationship with a man, which excludes a pnuya, single woman. But vahani basa bas, rabbis nesua, but the extra vav comes to include, yeah, a relationship with a man, but not exactly like over there which she's engaged, to say even if she's married, the Bas Kohen will get Sreifa. Now, but Rabbi Shmuel, that he asked Rabbi Kiva, whoa, but if you're learning Gzeres Shava, he didn't understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion. He thought, Midukamale Bas Abbas, when Rabbi Kiva responded to him, that I have the extra vav in the word uvas, shmamina, so he inferred from Rabbi Kiva's words, that Hadabim Gzeres Shava, that he wasn't learning anymore the Gzeres Shava from Naim Rasa. Because if he was learning Gzeres Shava, then it should be exactly Arusa. You're saying you have the extra vav, which includes all types of women, so therefore then it should include even Penuya. Now, in other words, what he thought he was saying, when he said Yishmol, my brother, he thought he was saying, I don't darshan Gzeres Shava. I have Bas Abbas, which includes even the Nesua. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said to him, well, if that's the case, then you should. Why are you excluding a Penuya? You should even include a Penuya too. And that's what the Rabbi Kiva was answering, that no, I hold of the Gzeres Shava, which is excluding Penuya, but then I have a Vas, which includes Nesua. Now the Gemara asked Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Vas Uvas my Darish Bey, what does he expound from this word Uvas? He's not including this halacha of Rabbi Kiva of Nesua, because he holds it specifically by Rusa, but what is it coming to teach us this pasuk when it says Uvas Kain? So says the Gemara, Miboy Lelik Detani Avui De Shmuel Bar Oven. Because Lafisha Metzin, he says, we find, Shecholak HaKosav Bischarim, the Torah differentiates by male kahanim being tmimin lebali mumin, if it's a unblemished or blemished kohen regarding doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. A bal mum cannot do the avodah. So yochel nachlik bibnei saying, you would think the same thing would apply to the female women of the kahanim. In other words, that the daughters of the kahanim that are bali mumin, they get removed from their sanctity, and then actually their halacha should be like a bas yisrael if they're mezana, and they would not get strafe, they would only get skila. They would get or chenek. Tamalayim abas abas. That's what the extra vav comes to say in inclusionary term, that even the bali mumen of Bnei Yisrael will still have the halacha of abas Yisrael to get sreifa. But Rabbi Kiva, where does he know that halacha from? Mevehem makrivim v'hoyu kodesh nafka. He learns out from the pasuk in Vayuka Chaval Vav, which talks about the sanctity of the kahanim, because the fire offerings of the bread of their god they sacrifice and they are holy. Which, what does it mean? B'hayu kodesh, to include even bali mumen to the sanctity that the Bnei's kahanim still have their sanctity even if they're bali mumen. But Rabbi Shmuel, he would tell you, no, imahi, if that was the source, havimina, I would have thought to say, the hanamili, when is this that we're teaching from that pasuk of b'hayu kodesh that even bali mumen retain their sanctity? That's only in who? That's the kahanim themselves who get a higher level, they get a more increasing sanctity. And the pasuk would be saying that don't say since they're possible for the avodah that then they would be permitted to be metama lemeisim. That's why I would be saying that it's only for the zechar. But avol b'nei sein loy, but regarding the b'nei kohen that don't have the prohibition of tumah lemes, for example, then I would say that they don't have that inclusion in the sanctity for the halacha of the isra of znus to get straight. That's why he learns it out from his pasuk, and that explains how each one knows the psukim of the other and the halachas of the other. Now, the Gemara asks another question, Rabbi Shmuel, who he learned out that the way we know it does not apply to penuya from the mamatzinu, from just like we find by Naim Rasa, it's specifically that she's engaged, which would include a single girl, which actually, according to Moshe, excludes a married woman, that's a bas kohen. But therefore, he doesn't need the Gzeres Shava, which Rabbi Kiva learns from a via of Naim Rasa to exclude the penuya, like Rabbi Kiva does, because he knows that from this his mamatzinu. So then the Gemara continues the top of Nun Bezim and Aleph. So Hayas Avihi Mechalelis my Darish Bey. So what does he expound with the words, and her father she desecrates? He doesn't need it for learn out Avia from Naim Rasa, which that was to exclude Penuya, because again, as we said, he knows it from the Mamatzina. Says the Gemara, Mibayle Ligadi Tanya. So he needs it for the following halacha Torah in this Braisa. He would say, what's the Torah teaching us when it says with a Bas Kohen that's Mizana that she desecrates her father? To teach us, Shim Hoyu Noigin Boy Kodesh, because if up until now we treated the father with sanctity, Noigin Boy Chol, we treat him in a mundane, profane way. If covered up until now we treat him with honor, Noigin Boy Bezayin, now we treat him with disgrace. Because I mean, we say, Arush Shazu Yalad, cursed is the one who gave birth to this woman, Arish to Gidl, cursed to the one who brought her up. Arish Shayatzu Mechalatzav, cursed is the one that she came out from his loins, which is Esavi Mechalalas. That's what the pasuk is teaching us, that we disgrace the father because of the actions of his daughter, the Baskain, that was Mezana while she was married. And Amar Rav Ashi says, Kaman Karinan, like who do we say this phrase, Rishia bar Rishia, that we call someone a wicked, the child of a wicked, Vafila Rishia bar Tzadika, even if it's a wicked person, the child of a righteous person? Says the Gemara, Kaman, who's that like? Haitan, like this town of the Bresa we just quoted, where we are Mechal the father, that's what it says, it's Aviyah Mechalaz, that's where he learns out from this pasuk, Gibi Shmuel, not to say Aviyah Aviyah, but rather to tell us this concept that we're Mechal the father because of our actions. The Gemara concludes explaining the previous Mishnah, which it finished off by saying, "Zu mitzvah hanaskal, and this is the mitzvah of those who the actions to get to, of those who get stoned." So the Gemara asks, "My Tana, what is being taught? In other words, where is this going on? The Tani zu mitzvah hanaskal, the our Mishnah that opened up this parak doesn't say anything regarding the mitzvah of those of the process of those who get stoned." So the Gemara, "Mishum the Tana, since we had taught in the Mishnayos of the previous parak that it said nigmar hadin, it was talking about the previous parak." We're saying that when the verdict gets finished, then we take him out to be stoned, and it says, and it went through all the halachas of stoning, that the house of where stone was two stories high. So since our parak wanted to continue that theme and went from the most severe of skila, according to Rabbanan, to the next one of those, the mitzvahs who get burned, therefore it finished off the previous parak by saying, what we had mentioned in the previous parak was the mitzvah of those who get stoned, and now we're going to move on to the next level of those who get nisrafen, the one lower down, of those who get burned for the punishment of an avera that they do.